raise our families. They're doing their part to keep it that way. That's Brush Housing Authority, 970-482-5046.
Hi, this is Phil with WolfAutoGroup.com. We sell new, used trucks, cars, ATVs.
Two.
We love to barter. Horse trade. You know, your valuable things for ours. We also have many willing lenders to finance any difference left over to make your payoff on your automobile. Try us. We will trade for your valuable goods. WolfAutoGroup.com. Local number 303-931-9096. Talk to Mr. Wolf personally for the best location to serve you. Thank you.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Russ Dizdar, and we're going to be talking about the Dark Awakening. And Russ is minister, Christian minister, but of course he deals with many of the people with so-called dissociative personalities. What's a dissociative personality? Well, we used to call it a split personality. The people who certainly have alternate personalities within them. And where do you get an alternate personality? Well, I'm going to let Russ tell you the background of certainly how he got into this business. And it's not really a business, it's a calling, it is a Christian ministry. But these people can be hurt. There are really probably hundreds of thousands, if not millions of them, in mental institutions across our country. Most psychiatrists, psychologists have no idea what this is all about, because they don't believe in the spiritual dimension. They don't understand that there really are demonic forces out there. This is not imaginary. There really are these forces out there, and some of them have been introduced into the people through programs carried out by the dark side of our government. Why? Because they are associated with the demonic supernatural realm. Unfortunately, there truly is an invisible government. We have a visible government, we have an invisible government. And when you see the government doing something bad, it's the invisible government that's using the secret power, the covert power, avoiding the laws of this land, and avoiding any law that has anything to do with righteousness or goodness, and carrying out some of the most macabre experiments, equally parallel to those that carried out by Dr. Mengele in Nazi Germany, and his influences alive and well in America today. Go right ahead with the story, Russ. How did you get started in this?
Thank you, Dr. Monteith. We got started probably in the 80s when we began to work with some victims, and we didn't quite understand what was happening also, because there were similarities with demonic possession, the idea of an alter personality inside of a person was strange to a lot of individuals. And they weren't here in the 50s and the 60s and hardly in the 70s. They began to show up in the end of the 70s. They began to flood the psych wards and counseling centers in the 80s. And then literally by the millions, they were here in the 90s and all the way to this date. It goes back to the end of the 40s. And the 1950s is when a lot of it would have been, well, literally hundreds of thousands of little babies, sometimes born to military families. For many others, it would have been the extension of the German Nazi war issue. And the reason I say it started there with babies is because out of the victims, which some say there's up to 4.5 million diagnosed cases in the psych wards and counseling centers, Dr. Colin Ross talks about in his book up to 10 million total. And so where did they come from? If they're in their late 40s and the beginning of the 50s, well, then we track it backwards and see where it began, and we see this incredible dark agenda, dark science, and the manipulation of trying to change humanity, change individuals, And the goal was to turn them into, well, advanced human beings or super soldiers, kind of in league with the old concepts of an Aryan race, a master race of soldiers. And yet, here we have before us, in every psych ward in America, basically, counseling centers, hundreds of thousands of victims of multiple personality disorder or dissociative identity disorder, they call it now, where somebody has split their personality, created sub-personalities with jobs, with what we call, what they call programming, and some of them are intact, meaning that they're out there not even knowing that they're like that on the inside, but we have literally now a few million that have sought the help of doctors, counselors, pastors, and others.
And I really think it's so interesting that there was a very organized effort on the part of the CIA to sort of neutralize this whole thing. It was something called the False Memory Syndrome organization, and Sydney was well-funded, had chapters all across America. I can remember when I first got started in talk radio back in the early 1990s, 1993, 1994, 1995. False Memory Syndrome was a big thing, trying to convince people that all these people who had these memories of abuse, oh, it was all a false memory. But, of course, what people don't understand is this was funded by the CIA, and they're right on the lead. One of the lead of physicians, psychiatrists behind it was a fellow named Jolly West, one of the most disreputable of all the CIA psychiatrists. In fact, he was a frequent visitor to a man in prison named Timothy McVeigh. I know because I talked to one of McVeigh's friends who told me that McVeigh didn't want to see Jolly West. What was Jolly West doing seeing Timothy McVeigh? What was this psychiatrist, CIA-funded psychiatrist, doing, working at the upper echelons of the False Memory Syndrome organization, trying to convince everybody this just didn't exist, these false memories of childhood abuse that created all the problems in the people? Did you run into that false memory syndrome bit?
Sure, we sure did. As a matter of fact, a local victim here we began to work with, the father was steeped in old Nazism. Matter of fact, his house when he died was packed with Nazi memorabilia and all kinds of stuff, just packed. You can barely walk through it when he passed away. But when I worked with his daughter and the sub-personalities inside her began to talk and tell things, he would send me typed letters, or like almost like cardstock, where he would have an old typewriter that he would send me messages telling me basically what he knew about me, how he was observing me, and he would mention the False Memory Syndrome Foundation.
Right. Now this is CIA front, ladies and gentlemen, funded by the government to cover up the crimes that are committed by the dark side. And we actually carry that book by Colin Ross called The CIA Doctors. He's a psychologist or psychiatrist, but he's in Texas. He's worked with literally thousands of these people. But you go right ahead, Russ.
Yeah, absolutely. And so there has been that idea of cover-up, and we've engaged that in many places.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment with Russ Dizdar on The Dark Awakening. We'll be right back.
People who don't suffer from back pain have no idea how excruciatingly agonizing it can be. Sometimes there's no comfortable position. You can't stand, you can't sit, even lying down can be murder. Sometimes the problem is in the lower back, with shooting, stabbing pains jolting through the buttock and into the thigh. Or sometimes the pain is in the neck and upper back area. You can't turn your head without terrible pain. Pain that bad can wreck your life. Sometimes the pain is caused by an auto accident. Sometimes it's work-related. And sometimes horrible pain can start with something as ridiculous as a sneeze or just sleeping wrong. At Chiropractic Plus, they fix sore necks and backs. At Chiropractic Plus, they usually get impressive results after just one visit. If you're in pain now or know somebody in pain, call Chiropractic Plus at 303-254-8430.
They make neck and back pain go away. Call 303-254-8430. They work with insurance companies. Chiropractic Plus, 303-254-8430.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Parents, remind your young adults during spring graduation and prom season, the pressure and excitement becomes much greater and the likelihood of misusing or abusing drugs and alcohol increase. This year, practice moderation and common sense, especially behind the wheel and on our roads and highways. Remember, the life you save may be your own. A strong and safe community begins with the involvement and integrity of its people. This message was brought to you by the folks who care at Sykes Enterprises Incorporated, where they realize our children are our future and the future is worth protecting. That's Sykes Enterprises, located in Sterling.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Russ Dizdar, and we're talking about the Dark Awakening, and you'll know more about that as time goes by, but go right ahead and carry on. You got started with this back in the early 80s, and what happened?
Sure, and as we began to work with victims, we had a number of things occur. One was the need to learn everything we could on how to help this condition and bring freedom and so forth. But as we involved ourselves, we found out that there were individuals behind the victims that didn't want them to get out and didn't want them to tell the information. So we ran up against phone call threats, things being sent to our homes, things being put on our cars, being followed, pictures taken of us, and literally physically being attacked. We, at times, would track backwards and try to find, you know, who these individuals were. And as we did that over the years, we did find out that, well, I guess you could say kind of a rogue or secretive group in the area of military was involved, very wealthy people involved, a lot to do with psychiatry as far as victims that would end up going to a psychiatric ward in a hospital where they were assigned to a particular doctor that was involved, a psychiatrist that would be involved. And we involved ourselves with law enforcement and running NCI checks and trying to follow up and get background checks on a lot of these individuals. And that's where we ran into disinformation, false names, all kinds of things. These people are very secretive. They monitor, they listen. It's such a broad and wide program. We find that throughout Europe, the UK, Canada, and even Australia, we find that there are victims just like this. So, Dr. Monteith, this is multinational. This is a very big and broad issue, and we need to look at who these are that are behind it and what's the ultimate agenda. They're telling me that the victims, anyway, are telling me that they're part of an agenda that will eventually help bring in some of the greatest chaos and collapse in governments the world's ever seen. That's what they're saying.
And I think it's so vitally important that people understand this is not imaginary, it's not make-believe, it's really very, very real. So you go right ahead, Russ.
Sure, and then in a lot of the victims that we've dealt with over the years, we've found that there is a very, very dark spiritual agenda. There's in the creation of the sub-personalities, and again, whether Americans believe this or not, here's what's occurring. They, the dark side, as far as like those who are real Luciferians, where they're really involved with conjuring dark powers and then demonizing the sub-personalities, kind of like empowering them and keeping them committed to the cause that's been programmed inside. So you could find sub-personalities that are shooters, that are assassins, that infiltrate other areas of government, law enforcement, churches. You have, you know, dozens of different jobs of the different personalities within, and many of those jobs are very lethal. They can speak old ancient languages. They have incredible abilities to discuss, draw out, and show how they've done rituals, how they conjure spirits. They're very versed in the left-hand path information, and they're involved in constant rituals, the development and release of these dark spirits in cities, in locations and regions where they've learned what they call strategic occult warfare, where they send the spirits out against churches, against pastors. They really, without question, believe in the powers and really believe that they're part of an advancing agenda that will eventually collapse the United States.
Well, you know, you actually then have talked to these demonic spirits, or the people told you about the demonic spirits, or you've actually been in contact with the demonic spirits.
Well, it's been both. It's been in the midst of talking to sub-personalities that are demonized. Once we are able to break the demonic power and presence that kind of hides and keeps this, you know, cloaked, then that's when a lot of the sub-personalities will begin to come up and tell who they are and what they do. And, of course, they've given us materials and, you know, just all kinds of things. But the demonic presence itself, the demons, just like in the Gospel of Mark chapter 5, Dr. Monteith, they do speak. They are real. And their origin and nature are just like the Scriptures paint them. Their methodology is just like the Scripture, you know, describes. And their agenda, they know they're part of an aggressive agenda. The demons literally hate God, hate Christ, hate the church. They're very destructive. They when they do speak and begin to manifest in a person, they are very offensive and mocking of God, declaring. Well, the one phrase that I've told people a number of times, when there were five other police officers that had to chain a man to and he's on the ground, leg chained and cuffed with his wrist cuff behind him, when he manifested demonically through a Nazi-oriented sub-personality, he screamed, when he rose up in front of everybody in this house, he screamed this phrase, "We are the legions that shall rule the earth." And at that, the officers just took him put him in the police car and took him to the psych ward. But this is something we've heard again and again. In the midst of deliverances, the demons are screaming, they're speaking out. Of course, the authority of Christ shuts them down. They understand that authority. It's the only thing they'll even listen to. And they're devastated by the authority of Christ, and also then are able to be kicked out, extracted from that person. And once that occurs, when they're kicked out of an individual's life, they know it, and then that's when a lot of the inside knowledge, information, where sub-personalities are no longer afraid to come up and tell and bring materials and show us places and take us, you know, to where the sites are, that's when we hear, you know, more and more information once that dark, satanic, demonic site is broken.
Can you get these people clear of this? In other words, can you, through the power of Jesus Christ, actually deliver them from all of these demonic
sure,
forces working with them?
Absolutely. We've seen that happen. And we're hearing good reports across the nation from others who are working in this same kind of field, and we're seeing both the demonic presence being kicked out. Now, the important thing for pastors, Christian workers, to really understand is it's not the same thing as an individual who's not split. In other words, people can go out and get demon-possessed or get aggravation from demonic presence. If they open doorways, if they get into rituals on their own and open doorways to spirits and voices. So we've dealt with hundreds of cases like that where it's easier to kick the demon out in their lives through the authority of Christ. But when it comes to a multiple, in other words, somebody from childhood on who had their personality split, where the imposition of programming was put in, and then the conjuring or transference of demons into those subpersonalities, that's where it's more complex. Part of the reason for that is to keep the demonic presence inside cloaked and hidden, and they want these individuals. By the way, they call them, among the militaristic ones, they call them satanic warrior monks or Babylon working babies, or the primary name are chosen ones, meaning chosen to serve Satan as a special elite force that they believe that they are a super warrior class. They believe that they're vastly superior to normal human beings. And a lot has to do with their bloodline, going back generations. That's where it gets complex in understanding how the demonic presence and powers sometimes are handed down from grandparents that are involved to the next generation, to the next generation. And we shouldn't be surprised. Biblical prophecy, not only tells us the unprecedented ramping up of demonic presence and manifestation in the last days, let alone the biblical revelation giving the, what I believe is the only accurate and infallible record of the truth of what these entities, these spirits are about and what they want to do.
Well, now, what does this have to do with this move towards the New World Order we hear so much about? Do these people tell you anything about a plan for a world government?
Well, it's funny that you ask that, too, because of course, the Odu Ab Ko, they repeat it in subpersonalities inside will repeat it in Latin, and a number of the chosen, well, all of the chosen ones, the ones that call themselves that anyway from the inside, they have subpersonalities that speak German, that are highly versed in old Nazism, but they believe, here's what they believe in, they believe a fourth Reich, reign of the thousand years is coming, and a new Führer is coming, and there's no question. They believe they're here, on the one hand, to continue to release dark powers to dirty the air and bring destabilization, and eventually they believe they're here to create a massive anarchy and chaos, just like Albert Pike of the Masons talked about, just like Alice Bailey of old Theosophy and her materials. When you read the streams of what the spirits, ascended masters, Great White Brotherhood are saying to a lot of the occult writers and New Age leaders, there is a consistent belief there will be a tremendous upheaval that it's, in their view, needed to cleanse the earth to make way for a new world order, a new globalism. And every ounce of globalism today, whether in the UN, the military side of things, and especially deep within government, every aspect, Dr. Monteith, of globalism has its roots in that dark agenda, that communication from their ascended masters declaring there must be a one-world government, one-world rule, with an up-and-coming world, global, militarized army that is just simply unprecedented in human history.
And, of course, what do they tell you about the Dark Awakening? What is the Dark Awakening?
And that's what I think that we really need to take a look at. They call it, they've called it, not me, but their terminology one time to me years ago, and I've heard it again and again since, was the Black Awakening, meaning nothing to do with race. They mean a satanic, a instead of God giving spiritual awakening to England under the Wesleys and Whitfields and so forth, to where God strikes and hundreds of thousands are saved, society has changed. They believe that an incredible release of satanic powers will be initiated at a point when these many hundreds of thousands of cult multiples or chosen ones, who right now many of them are intact and are called sleepers, when they are activated, when they are given a particular trigger, which I believe is spiritual in nature, they tell us across the board over 20 years now that they will be unleashed in society to shoot and kill and assassinate, to unleash bombings, to strike the electrical grid, the communications grid, to bring sabotage within military and government, to literally bring mass, it would seem like mass anarchy and riotous and just collapse. But not in one place, not in two places. Their agenda is to do it in 10,000s of places simultaneously. They believe that this is going to be something that will literally jettison the need. The world's going to have to cry out, like in Katrina when the hurricanes hit afterwards, people were destitute and they needed help. They want to create that same thing. They want
they
the
want
world
to
beg for
chaos, and that is what the Black Awakening is about. We'll be back in just a moment with Gustav Darm. Ladies and gentlemen, heed what he has to say. Not imaginary, it's real.
Fern Gully Car Wash would like to remind listeners that the new year is here, and they're encouraging parents to remember you're the most important person in your child's life. Please advise them on how to make responsible choices, support their efforts to say yes to education while teaching them ways to combat the tough challenges of drug and alcohol abuse. That was courtesy of Fern Gully Car Wash, where service is more than a word, it's a fact, based on the importance they place in satisfying their customers. Stop into Fern Gully Car Wash at 406 West Bromley Lane in Brighton, or call 637-9157. That's 637-9157.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Hi, this is Phil with WolfAutoGroup.com. We sell new, used trucks, cars, ATVs. We love to barter, horse trade. You know, your valuable things for ours. We also have many willing lenders to finance any difference left over to make your payoff on your automobile. Try us. We will trade for your valuable goods. WolfAutoGroup.com. Local number 303-931-9096. Talk to Mr. Wolf personally for the best location to serve you. Thank you.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Russ Izdar. And Russ, before we go on, why don't you go ahead and give out your website and contact number if you'd like to, because there really are millions of people across America who have emotional problems, and many of them don't even understand the seat of those emotional problems, the split personality, which is a very real entity, dissociative personality, but of course, what people do not understand, what most psychiatrists and psychologists don't understand, is the spiritual foundation of that. And we really are dealing with a supernatural realm. We're dealing with demonic spirits and their goal of one world order, a one world financial system, a one world religion with the destruction of Christianity, and then eventually, of course, installing the one world leader. Go right ahead.
Sure. The goal, again, for them, and again, the streams that we see out of the New Age movement, and again, we're talking about in the New Age movement, literally now in Europe, the UK, and here locally, hundreds of millions that have bought into the belief in an age of Aquarius, a new age, a transformation of humanity. So behind, on the one hand, the New Age belief, kind of like the dream of a new oasis for the world, again, is offered as I believe, like a mask, a counterfeit to the real thing, excuse me, that the Lord Jesus will bring about eventually. Now, there's such belief in it, but again, comes from spiritual stream, spiritual force, and communication. If you go to the left-hand path, if you go to the dark, really dark Luciferian side, the same commitment is there to bring about globalism. And globalism, excuse me, has literally taken hold of military, excuse me, Dr. Stan, it has taken hold of...
Well, they are certainly working there behind the scenes. They're working within certain components of the military. And basically, there are units within the military that are commissioned to contact the supernatural. You've probably heard me tell the story before, but the major general, I had seen the spoon he had taken, and I was visiting Joyce Riley, and she showed me the spoon he had taken, and not bent it into a circle, but into a double helix, double circle. And of course, there was no way that I could, I'm not terribly weak, not as strong as I used to be, but certainly there was just no way that you could budge that metal. But he had done this using supernatural power. And he had been trained in this sort of thing with, of course, in the military, because there is components there that are tapping into the supernatural. The same thing with the CIA. You see, they understand that there are these forces out there that you can mobilize. I'm sure many of the people thinking, well, we want our side to win in the coming battle. Without ever realizing that when you open yourself up to these demonic spirits, of course, you're placing your eternal soul in jeopardy. Oprah Winfrey is encouraging this sort of thing. She's putting people on like Rhonda Burns and others, who complain, who say there's lots of ways to Christ. I mean, not just simply Christianity, but there are lots of ways to Christ. And then, of course, Rhonda Burns is telling people the secret. And there is a secret out there. And Rhonda Burns says it's been around for 5,000 years, and she's absolutely right. And she says there's a supernatural power that you can tap into, and she's absolutely right. But she wants you to do it, and I want to tell you, stay away from this, avoid it like the plague, because it'll cost you eternity, because you're tapping into this Luciferian supernatural force. And Oprah Winfrey is using her CBS platform. And notice in the right lower quadrant of the screen when CBS is on, that eye there, a symbol of the ancient mystery religions of the Luciferian forces that rule the world today. The eye, you'll see that same eye above the pyramid on the back of your dollar bill, the glorified eye and the triangle. They know exactly what it's about. They hide their emblems in plain sight, and most of us see them, but we don't recognize them. Go right ahead, Russ. You're doing all right now?
Yes, we're doing good right now. Thank you. We see the same thing in many different places, Dr. Monteith, as far as a counterfeit Christ. That was predicted by Jesus 2,000 years ago, predicted in the book of Daniel 2,600 years ago. And we find this all through the New Age, that there is simply a promise of a cosmic Christ or cosmic Christ consciousness. Now, what I've said lately on a series we're doing on the globalism, that this cosmic Christ cannot be reached, cannot be touched. It's a concept. It's a spiritual concept. But within the New Age, like the Gnostics, and even when there's a kind of, I call it pantheizing of the real Jesus, in every case they come up with a different Jesus that is, well, that's not even real. That you, they don't know him, they can't get anything from him, there's just a spiritual concept. But it's a deception, it's a distraction, and it pulls people from the real Christ of heaven that Isaiah, Moses, Samuel, Amos all talked about. The angels of God worshipped and acknowledged and called him Emmanuel. So there's a real Christ, a living Christ, who can transform our lives, grant to us eternal life, give to us his personal presence here and now. And there's the counterfeit. Now, the counterfeit, as you've said, involves ultimately the loss of eternity, a loss of our relationship. God wants us. He has come for us. So in the world, Dr. Monty, there's a great battle. God is out to reach the world. The gospel is going to be preached to all the world. And simply, you know, God gives that invitation. But there's a counterside. There's a counterfeit. And that's what fallen humanity without, you know, spiritual aid cannot perceive and buy into. And listen, we've dealt with the demons like this in people. They are powerful. They are strong. Unless they're encountered by one and one source alone, and that is the presence and authority of the real living Christ, who died 2,000 years ago and rose from the dead, and he blasted apart the finality of death in that resurrection. So that's what the dark side fears. And I was saying on the globalism stuff that we've been doing lately, notice how the New Agers and Left Hand Pathers and others, and even the Luciferians, they all understand, even Coast to Coast and George Norrie and Art Bell and all those guys, they understand and believe that there's an anti-Christ that may be coming soon. Not an anti-Buddha, not an anti-Muhammad, not an anti-Quetzalcoatl, but an anti-Christ. They understand that. What they need to understand is that the reason for an anti-Christ is to come and bring a replacement not only to them, to the world spiritually, but also to counter the real Christ and keep people from returning and coming back home to God.
And, of course, the thing is that these people talk about Christ. They're just talking about a different Christ. They talk about God. They're just talking about a different God. We'll be back in just a moment with Russ here. This is an important subject. Back in just a moment.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join them as they celebrate Passover 2009 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. Festivities begin Wednesday, April the 8th at 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, 10 East 120th Avenue in Northland. Beth Messiah Band, Mishpaha Family Praise Dance, and the Intercourt Dancers will be there. Deadline for reservations, March the 25th, so call now, 1-800-205-6245, and get your reservations for Passover 2009 and Chag Sameach.
Your brother has it, your co-workers have it, and your friends have it. You need to get your concealed weapons permit, too. Go to www.theshootingschool.org and sign up now for the NRA basic pistol class to get your Colorado concealed carry permit. Unlike most instructors, we provide you with enough certificates to renew your carry permit for 10 years. Visit theshootingschool.org now to register or call Senior Instructor Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. That's Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. www.theshootingschool.org.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Russ Dizdar, and we're talking about the Black Awakening. And of course, these people, when the demonic spirits will come forward, they will talk about this period of coming chaos in the United States and really throughout the world. The goal is a one-world government, and there literally are millions of people out there who have been gone over to the dark side. What do the people do when they come out of this? In other words, do they start going to church? Do they start studying the Bible? I mean, and how can they protect it from the demons that want to get back into them?
Sure. This is where, again, only the authority of Jesus. You know, when a person receives Christ, they receive the presence of the Spirit of God within, the promise of protection, the authority of Christ. And there's a need to grow and develop for everyone who receives Christ anywhere in the world. Whether we led a person in another land or here locally to Christ, everyone needs to get into the Word of God and grow and to develop their own prayer life and worship and walk and to be a part of the body of Christ with other believers. Whether that's in a local place with a small group of believers or in a much larger setting, we need to be gathered for mission. We also have a mission. So we find that victims that have come out of, Satanism and dark things, they're very, grateful. Like in Mark chapter 5, when the man was delivered, he wanted to follow Christ. That's really the evidence of a totally changed and freed life. When they get free and they realize, no one else, I think, realizes more than somebody who's been completely possessed and taken over by demonic presence, and when they're and they can't do anything to get rid of it. When they're set free and they understand that the living personal Christ and his authority did that, Dr. Monteith, they want to follow Christ. They want to begin to be a part of the mission of God. They want to learn everything they can in prayer and in the Word of God, to understand real spiritual warfare and be a part of what God wants them to do, not just to be survivalists, but they want to be out of the field as a witness for Christ and to advance the cause of Christ in the midst of this.
And one of my very good friends was actually into this for many years, and 15 years into it. His body was regularly possessed by one of these demonic spirits, and he would tells me I would just move out of his body and sit next to it, and this demonic spirit would come in, and people would come from all over to hear his pronouncements. They weren't his pronouncements. Well, of course, today he is a born-again Christian, and probably knows more about the scriptures far more than I do, because, of course, this is his protection. And he's so anxious, a very frequent caller on our programs, certainly because he wants to tell people what's going on out there, but most people find it so difficult to believe. What sort of response do you get when you talk to the average audience about this?
Well, and I had in a 30-year period pastored four separate churches and involved with a lot of Christians and pastors. And two things. Overall, the church is definitely not spiritually prepared just for the basics in real spiritual warfare. Most pastors that I know, that I've dealt with, they don't know how to do deliverance and commanding demons to get out. Many don't see, because there's such a kind of, we've turned the church into a kind of a castle where we come in, the doors are closed, and we're hidden within, and we don't know how far the rest of society has really gone, and we're not prepared to do what Jesus trained the early disciples to do. So that's a tremendous burden for me, because we've had in our small local offices here locally, over a few years alone, up to 50 churches that is, they brought to us the demonized individuals, the hurting victims, and so forth, from the largest churches in the city to some of the smallest. Even pastors would bring them over, and we would, you know, offer training and offer what we could to say, listen, everybody, you can do this too. But the problem is vast. We've been called out of state numerous times. We've had people fly in, ride on trains, drive in from other states just to find someone who can deal with the demonic and the reality of the kind of ritual abuse they've been through, and or the dark practices they've gotten into. Dr. Montes, we've got many people out there that are hearing voices in their head that are doing damaging things. Just this weekend, we have a man that walked into a church and shot and killed the 42-year-old pastor at the Baptist church, wanted to shoot more people, but his gun jammed, and it instantly went into, you know, the suicide mode of wanting to kill himself. Now, I don't know if he's one of the real assassin shooters, but reading today even, that he definitely had bizarre behavior. They're trying to blame it on Lyme's disease, but experts are saying Lyme disease doesn't make anybody go out. Plan a day of death is what was written in his own stuff at home. He had it written. He had it planned. And so whether it's a demonic presence that, like Judas, enters in, Judas went out to betray Christ. And we've seen people with demonic presence that would seek to injure, hurt, rape, maim, or even want to kill somebody. I can't tell you how many times I heard someone look at me and with fear in their eyes and say, well, Pastor Russ, this presence or the demon or the spirit said they want to kill you. We had that happen right in services. A man walked forward, came out of Vancouver, British Columbia, where he was abducted and taken into satanic rituals. He was here in Ohio and came forward right at a church where the spirit spoke right out of his mouth and said, we want to kill you. And that happened in front of everybody. And, of course, we exercised the authority of Christ. The man literally fell to the ground, and it turned into a real biblical class, you know, deliverance session in front of everybody. We couldn't, you know, there was no way to hide it. It just had to be done.
Well, Russ, I'm sure glad that you're there. And once again, let's get out your website, your telephone number.
Sure. The website is www.shatterthedarkness.net. Shatterthedarkness.net. And from there, you can get to all of our materials and so forth. The local phone number, 330-470-1303.
God bless you, Russ. We'll look forward to talking on other programs real soon.
Here. Thank you, Dr. Montes.
America.
Bye.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Sterling Diesel Service reminds us that safety on the job is job one. Knowledge of the job, sobriety, and awareness are qualities we all count on in our fellow employees and employers. Keep the workplace and job site safe for yourself, your coworkers, and the clientele you serve. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Sterling Diesel Service. They say our area is a great place to live, work, shop, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's Sterling Diesel Service in Sterling, where they're always concerned for the safety and welfare of our community.
Hi, this is Phil with WolfAutoGroup.com. We sell new, used trucks, cars, ATVs. We love to barter, horse trade. You know, your valuable things for ours. We also have many willing lenders to finance any difference left over to make your payoff on your automobile. Try us. We will trade for your valuable goods. WolfAutoGroup.com. Local number 303-931-9096. Talk to Mr. Wolf personally for the best location to serve you. Thank you.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network again this morning. It was Russ Dizdar. We hope you enjoyed him. We have a number of interviews with him, and we're going to be putting together a tape set. We carry the book entitled The CIA Doctors by Dr. Colin Ross, who was part and parcel of studying this for many years. And, of course, these were the CIA operatives who had been trained by the Nazi doctors who actually came to the United States under Operation Paperclip. We have an interview with Dr. Colin Ross in our four-tape set on Operation Paperclip. So that's the book, The Nazi Doctors, Operation Paperclip. And then for a personal understanding of how this works, the wonderful book, Hostage to the Devil, written by Father Malachi Martin. We suggest my interviews with Father Malachi and the four-tape set, The Wisdom of Malachi Martin. And last, the book written by another gentleman who's been part of this for many years. It's called The Devil Hunter. He was actually working in the same group Russ was many, many years ago. And, of course, the whole idea was, of course, they were trying to expose what was going on, and these demonic, and they had probably 1,000 people, you know, involved going across America talking about the satanic movement, and then came the CIA counterattack to the false memory syndrome, and this was a well-funded organization. You go up on the internet and check out everything we're saying. Certainly, if you want to know about the Great White Brotherhood or the spiritual hierarchy, go to the website. Google in the terms spiritual hierarchy or the Great White Brotherhood. These, of course, are the demonic organizations. If you don't believe that this is real, just Google in Lucius Trust, L-U-C-I-S, Trust, and Lucifer. Go to their website. They have a website. They're financed by some of the wealthiest people in the United States today through their various front organizations. And some of the most powerful people in the United States are part and parcel of these organizations. And this is the driving force behind, of course, the move towards the New World Order and the effort to destroy Christianity. And this is why they took God and prayer out of our schools and nativity scenes out of our parks. Understand, there is a conspiracy against God, which is the common denominator. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. The books, of course, would be The CIA Doctors by Colin Ross, the four-tape set on Operation Paperclip, certainly the book Diary of a Devil Hunter, the book Hostage to the Devil, the four-tape set on the Wisdom of Malachi Martin, all of these available from Radio Liberty and so much more. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com, where you can first listen to our programs there on the Internet, where you can their archive, their blog, their MP3, their live feed to the satellite, certainly the live programs. The information's there. We need your help to get it out. Because, of course, behind the everything going on today is this eternal spiritual battle, but it's coming to its climax. I've been at this for 47 years. We're coming to the climax of all of this today. And America is going to be moving into a period of chaos and crisis. Unemployment, they'll admit, is over 8%. It's going up probably to 30% before this is all over. So many people are going to lose their jobs and their homes. But if you don't understand the spiritual forces, none of it makes sense. We're going to have to help one another. If you need more information, our website, Radio.